This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Condon, C-O-N-D-O-N, first name Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-D. Date of birth, October 13, 1947. Date of evaluation, January 2nd, 2024. Chief complaint, 76-year-old male seeking second opinion regarding left heart catheterization, EHBI. The patient is a 76-year-old male who reports pounding in his chest beginning approximately June of 2022. This occurred at nighttime period. It awoke him from sleep, period. Approximately 3 months later, he saw his doctor in New York, period. Echocardiogram, comma, Zeob patch, and EKG were all done, period. Echo revealed left ventricular ejection fraction of 42%, period. He was then started on metoprolol and aspirin. He was offered left heart catheterization. The patient apparently was further offered nuclear scintigraphy, but this was not done because of time scheduling. The patient's main concern now is whether he should have a left heart catheterization done. Of note, he had a prior nuclear stress done several years earlier, which had revealed no segmental wall motion abnormality and no evidence of perfusion abnormality, period. His past medical history includes COVID-19, next number, borderline hypercholesterolemia, next number, chest pain, next number, neuropathy involving the right lower extremity, past surgical history, BPH/TURP, medications, metoprolol succinate, 25 milligrams daily, Sulistatin, 10 milligrams on daily, aspirin, 81 milligrams on daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable social history, he notes occasional correction, family history, grandmother died of heart disease, period, social history, he notes the use of edibles, he notes alcohol use, but denies cigarette smoking. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 118/58, pulse 59, respiratory rate 17, height 70 inches, weight 161.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The examination was unremarkable except for trivial edema. EKG revealed sinus rhythm, 58 beats per minute. There was low limb lead voltage. Light loss of R-wave in beat V1. The impression, this is a 76-year-old male with history of palpitation, period. He underwent echocardiogram, which revealed left ventricular ejection fraction of 42%. Patient was felt to require cardiac catheterization. He is desiring second opinion. in regards to cardiac catheterization, period. The recommendation, the patient currently has no evidence to suggest ischemia or perfusion abnormality, period. The recommendation is that he should have a nuclear stress test, period. If the nuclear stress test demonstrates wall motion abnormality or perfusion abnormality, then he should undergo left heart catheterization, period. The left heart catheterization for LV dysfunction certainly may or may not be useful without a left heart catheterization, correction, without a nuclear stress test. Even if he is found to have multiple lesions, one would need a targeted approach for intervention, and therefore nuclear scintigraphy would still be necessary, period. I suspect he has a cardiomyopathy that is related to alcohol use and may further be related to his history of long COVID, period. As such, I think he would benefit from carvedilol and possible ACE/ARB inhibitor, period. He has been advised to decrease his alcohol take, as I suspect this is the predominant cause of his left ventricular dysfunction, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Michael Condon.